Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We like hanging out with you. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community, that's for sure. You know, folks, over the last couple of days, I've really started jumping up and down on this, and I want to share this with you right now. Look, do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Do your community a favor. Make 5 calls a day. Your state senator, your state rep. You've got 2 federal senators and a federal rep, too. Okay? Call your congressman, call your senators, call your state rep, call your state senator. Tell them what you like what they're doing and what you don't like. You know, we spend a lot of money sending these folks to either the state capitol or Washington, D.C. They work for us. And the more that they work for us and less that they work for those people that are writing those big checks for $110 or $100 million for their campaigns, the better off we are. Let's get them back working for us. That's who they're supposed to be working for. And, hey, let's see. Right now in studio, we've got Ben Stahl. He is the executive director of the Veterans Leadership Program in the Pittsburgh area. Ben, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's good, great to be back.
Ben, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. You know, Ben, that's one thing that vets and GIs, even when they're on active duty, kind of are a little bit hesitant about doing, picking up the phone and calling the congressman, unless they got a real big problem. Okay. That transition when we're in the military, when we get out thinking, you know, well, that person's a congressman and they're important and they've got important jobs. But guess what? They still work for us. So we got to encourage vets to pick up the phone and make those phone calls. If it's issues about the VA hospital system, if it's issues about training, if it's issues about programs that can help vets and reintegrate them into society and, you know, finding good jobs and that kind of stuff. Vets need to stand up and assert themselves with their elected reps, obviously in a professional manner, but they need to do it because if they don't, unfortunately, not enough people do it for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, all of these representatives, you know, your federal reps, your state reps, they all have veterans liaisons. So they
right.
have people specifically attached to the staff that are, you know, assigned to deal with the issues of veterans, whether it be, you know, benefits issues with the Veterans Administration. If your claim's been waiting for a couple years longer than it should be, you know, longer than the 120 days that, you know, they set as the precedent. These are things that, you know, people are paid to do on those staffs. And, you know, if you're not giving them work to do,
they may not have a job.
They might not have yeah. a job.
So you're helping the community by picking up the phone and making that call.
Absolutely.
So, folks, pick up the phone, make those calls, and go from there. Ben, we're seeing a lot of things going on with the transition from one president to the other, new cabinet members, new people running this, that, and the other thing. What's your take on this right now?
You know, I think the ones that are, you know, applicable to the veterans in the military. You know, I think I certainly, for one, am a fan of the choices so far. You know, the pick for the Secretary of VA, you know, it eliminated wait times. I think he's been in there since 2015, and we've certainly seen, you know, a decrease, certainly not where we would like it to be. But, you know, it takes time to make progress. So
right.
The wait times have been, you know, empirically proven to be decreased since 2015, and you know, I think the bulldog will certainly bring some some of that, you know, military back into the military. So I think, you know, veterans and active duty military members alike are a fan of the choice for Secretary of Defense.
There you go. You know, these are important things for veterans, and these are important things for the community. I mean, if we are not taking care of our veterans, makes it real difficult to recruit in the future, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
And we make a promise, and our veterans, they honor their side of the deal. They get the job done. They do it in a rapid and expeditious manner, and they do it to the best of their ability, and God bless each and every one of them, and God bless the families, too. God bless the families, too. But if we are not fully supporting our veterans, fully supporting the VA hospital, which the vast majority of them want, they don't want a voucher. They don't want to go to the Cleveland Clinic or wherever. They want to go to a VA hospital because, you know what? There's other vets there. There are idiosyncrasies about veteran or VA medicine that most non-vet care facilities don't see. They just don't understand it. So you get better care, and it's family.
Yeah, it's definitely a cultural, you know, cultural issue. They know how to communicate with you. They speak your language,
right,
at the VA, and you're amongst, you know, your brothers and sisters in arms, and it's kind of a continuity of your time in service, and you know it's going, keeping ties with the military to some degree,
right.
and they, you know, have a track record, and it's consistency in your care. So yeah, while the, you know, Veteran Choice Voucher did decrease wait times to some extent, what's the point of having the Veterans Hospital if you're just gonna, you know, pay more to create an infrastructure,
right,
to outsource the work?
Right. And again, in my opinion, and I think I share this with a lot of people, it's not the quality of care. It's not the compassion of the people giving the care. It's not the qualifications of the people giving the care. It's been administrative issues. Just not enough people to do the job. And that's why the wait times, especially, you know, over the last 15 years, we did not ramp up for Iraq and Afghanistan. That's coming back. We ramped up on the front side, but we didn't ramp up on the backside, and that was a problem.
Absolutely. And you were saying that, I was thinking the same exact thing. You know, as much as we, you know, increase our spending on national security and defense and, you know, fighting wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, if we're not, you know, at least equally increasing the money that we're going to allocate towards veterans care in the future, then, you know, don't send these young men and women off to war if we're not ready to allocate the funding to appropriately take care of them when they come back.
Right. Exactly. Hey, Ben, let me talk to you a little bit about jobs for vets coming back here to the greater Pittsburgh area and elsewhere with the Veterans Leadership Program. What's going on? What can people do? I mean, how can people help?
If you're in the position to hire a veteran, you know, certainly hire a veteran. And as an organization that, you know, assists over 2,000 veterans a year here in Western Pennsylvania and the 18 counties that we serve, we always need resources. So, you know, please, if you can make a donation, you could reach us at www.neverforgetvets.org, or you can give us a call at 412-481-8200. We always could, you know, use assistance in volunteering and anything that you could do to contribute.
Absolutely. And again, that telephone number is area code 412-481-8200. 412-481-8200. A lot of good programs going on with the Veterans Leadership Program. VLP has been in the Pittsburgh area for how long now?
Oh, 35 years going
35
into 2017,
years.
Yeah.
Man, going all the way back to Colonel Zola.
Oh, Colonel Ron Zola. He's an American hero.
He's an icon.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, Ben, like any other well-run but community program, there's always a wish list. What are some of the things you guys are looking for?
Well, we always need money for overhead.
Mm-hmm.
Landlords that are veteran-friendly, that may be able to forego a less-than-stellar background. Jobs for veterans that may have, you know, ran into a couple obstacles during their transition that don't have the best background, and certainly, you know, resources. We need funding. We need, you know, clothes for veterans. We need suits for interviews. We're always looking for everything.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a wish list on the website?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
You could contact us at, you know, the number you mentioned before.
412-481-8200. Ben Stahl, Executive Director of the Veterans Leadership Program. Any final words for us today, man?
You know, thank you for having me here today. And, you know, if you're, as I said before, if you're in a position to help out a veteran, you know, give them a hand up so everything's on an equal playing field. You know, they did their time to support and defend the United States so we could be sitting here talking this morning. So thank a veteran.
Absolutely. Brother, thanks a lot for being here today. We appreciate it. Next time we get you in, we're going to start talking about some of the building trades here in the Pittsburgh area. They're looking for vets. They're looking for jobs. Meantime, I'm going to point you in the direction of a couple of people right now that their apprenticeship programs are being recruited for. So, meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.